thank you, Audrey, for a really generous introduction. And since morning, we all have been talking about workers' compensation and musculoskeletal disorders, and now with the healthcare sector, this is probably going to follow in lines. And to brief you all a little bit about our surveillance program, we are a fairly young program. We are just going to complete our 5 years on June 30th. If I'm correct, that's right, Derek. Yeah. So we're trying to get our hands on different kinds of data sources in the state of Nebraska and exploring how we can use them for different kinds of surveillance activities. So in that process of exploring different data sources, we came across this particular issue where we noticed that we are seeing a really high number of musculoskeletal disorder claims in our workers' compensation database, and then we further dig down and looked at it, that which industries were showing a high number, and we noticed that healthcare was the top, followed by manufacturing, all kinds of manufacturing, and later followed by transportation. So this presentation is primarily going to focus on work-related MSDs, or what we call musculoskeletal disorders, in healthcare workers in Nebraska. This is our disclaimer, and during this presentation, I'll give you a very, very brief snapshot of Nebraska's healthcare sector, our objectives, what we did, what we found, and some of the next steps, and then we'll open up for discussion. So, as of the year 2014, we had about 28% of Nebraska's population which was employed in different jobs in Nebraska's healthcare industry. And the Nebraska Department of Labor projected that from 2012 to 2022, that's the 10-year period, we are going to see an increase in about 18.4% increase in employment in Nebraska's healthcare sector, which is in the top five industries that is going to see an increase in number of jobs. So that is one of the reasons that we wanted to target this particular industry and see what's going on in this sector. From 2005 to 2014, the healthcare sector had second highest number of workers' compensation claims, about 56,000 of those were workers' compensation claims. That is about 13% of total number of claims in the healthcare sector. And the rate of non-fatal occupational injuries and illnesses in this sector was higher than the U.S. national average, and we'll see it a little later in the next slide about this in detail. We had reportedly 3,800 non-fatal injuries and illnesses in 2014 in Nebraska's healthcare sector, of which 48% were work-related MSDs. So when we try to take a look at this slide, you are going to observe that there is not much of a difference going on in here when you compare Nebraska with the U.S. national average for all work-related injuries and illnesses in the healthcare sector. But if we go on to take a close look at just the work-related MSDs, you see a notable difference between the Nebraska rate of injuries and illnesses, particularly for MSDs, compared to the U.S. national average. And so this is one of the reasons, again, compelling us to, dig deeper into this issue and learn more about the situation in Nebraska. Also in lines with NORA, for a couple of people that who don't know, NORA is the National Occupational Research Agenda, which is more like a framework of NIOSH and comprises of different stakeholders that are working together to identify knowledge gaps related to research and so forth. And one of the strategic goals of the NORA's healthcare social and social assistance agenda is to reduce the injury and severity of musculoskeletal disorders and injury events associated with slips, trips, and falls among workers in the healthcare sector. So this kind of, paved a path for us that, yes, we do want to look at it for the Nebraska's healthcare sector. The BLS, or the Bureau of Labor Statistics, defines musculoskeletal disorders by considering two factors. One is the nature of injury or illness that you can see to the right. Those are the listed natures of injuries and illnesses that are included in work-related MSDs by BLS. And to your left, you can see all the different kinds of event or exposures that lead to these injuries and illnesses. So our objective was to examine the first report of injury data in Nebraska's Workers' Compensation Court claims database to estimate an overall as well as cause-specific work-related MSD rates among workers in Nebraska's healthcare sector. So what we did is we included all those who were about the age of 18 and above working for pay in Nebraska's healthcare industry, and we specifically looked at three industry subsectors using the NAICS or the North American Industry Classification System codes: NAICS 621, that covers all ambulatory healthcare services; NAICS 622, which covers all hospitals; NAICS 623, which covers all nursing and residential care facilities. And we used primarily two data sources. One, our prime data source, that was the Workers' Compensation Court database. So to give you a little brief snapshot on what it is in Nebraska, we are a court-based system, and virtually all employees in the state of Nebraska are covered because it's covered under the Nebraska's Workers' Compensation Act. However, there are a few exceptions, like, for example, railroad employees, federal employees, independent contractors, and volunteers are not covered by this system, as well as certain self-employed people can opt for self-insurance, and for that reason, they may not be included in Nebraska's workers' compensation system. However, majority of hospital or the healthcare sector has been covered under this system. And the first report of injury is primarily the report that has been reported by a worker to the employer or its insurer about an injury that has occurred, and this report needs to be filed within 10 days of the injury or the event that has occurred. And then it gets reported to the Nebraska's workers' compensation system. So that's a little detail about our database. And secondly, we use the American Community Survey, which we all know is a household sample survey. We used it to get estimates on the working population in Nebraska, particularly in Nebraska's healthcare sector. So we use the public use microdata sample file, which is, available publicly. It's a de-identified data set, provides a population level data, and they have data files for 1 year, 3 years, and 5 years. Since we were looking at a 3 year data, we chose the 3 year data set file to estimate the population. What this particular slide talks about is the Workers' Compensation Insurance Organization codes. I'd like to go a little detail into this because since morning we have been looking at different workers' compensation systems. Unlike many states, Nebraska's workers' compensation system does not have ICD-9 codes, which would tell us more about the diagnosis or parts of body injury, nature and cause of injury. And neither do we have the BLS OIC system that can be used to classify, these injury types. What Nebraska uses is the Workers' Compensation Insurance developed classification system for nature and cause of injury. So we had to resort to that to classify our nature and cause of injuries. Another reason that we also wanted to use WCIO codes was there are other ways that we could have identified MSDs, that is using injury text data, because a lot of states are looking at that. And the NIOSH Center for Workers' Compensation Studies has developed an autocoder that identifies work-related MSDs and slips, trips, and falls using an autocoder that uses a Bayesian algorithm. However, for Nebraska, we only have narrative text data for the year 2013 and onward. So if we wanted to look back in time, there's no other way out rather than just resorting to WCIO codes to identify an MSD case. So our concern was if we chose to use this WCIO codes, we wanted to know, is that going to be reliable? Are we going to capture the same number of cases or not? So we decided to do an agreement statistics using both mechanisms, the autocoder, as well as the WCIO codes on one single year where we had the data for injury text. That was the year 2013. Further, we calculated average annual MSD rates, cost-specific, as well as overall by subsector, because we still wanted to break down and see whether we were seeing any differences by hospital sector or residential nursing and residential care facilities and so forth, by gender, by age. And then we further, whichever was the most common cause, we further looked down into the job tenure, time of injury, body parts affected, and initial treatment taken. So what did we find? We had a total, to start with, we had a total 123,333 workers' compensation claims during the three-year study period, that is 2011 to 2013, of which 13% were in healthcare, and you can see the breakdown by year and number of claims here. And this particular slide shows that agreement statistics that we compared for the year 2013. So we, in the columns you can see the NIOSH autocoder, and the yes and no is the number of MSD cases that were identified, and then in the rows you can see the WCIO code that was applied, yes and no, the MSD cases applied, that were identified. So we see that, about 28% were true positives, that we could identify commonly using both the mechanisms. Sorry about that. So at a probability of 89%, that is 89%, we would correctly code an MSD as an MSD using WCIO code. We found an agreement of 73% between the two coding systems, that is the autocoder as well as WCIO code, which gave us a little bit of comfort zone that, yes, we can proceed further using WCIO codes to analyze those 3 years' data, and that we would be able to identify, a substantial number of MSD cases. What we found was we had 4,826 MSD claims, that is about 30% of all claims in healthcare sector were related to MSDs, and 20% were slips, trips, and falls. Since our focus was on MSDs, this presentation will talk about more related to MSD claims. With an average annual MSD rate was 159.4 per 10,000 full-time workers in healthcare sector. This particular slide shows us the breakdown by subsector, the rates. About 43% of claims were in nursing and residential care facilities, which should not come as a big surprise because a lot of other states exploring different data sets have found, similar results, seeing that, yes, nursing and residential care facility workers are, seeing a higher rate of musculoskeletal disorders, and we saw substantially high number here. This particular table here breaks down by the rate by gender as well as age group. The highlighted parts that you could see that, yes, females are a large population that are employed in healthcare sector, particularly in nursing and residential care facilities. And so you're kind of observing that, yes, you have a higher rate of MSD claims reported by female workers in healthcare, and those in the age group of 55 to 64, and you can see, it's nearly about 6 times the higher than the younger age group. When we looked at different causes for these musculoskeletal disorders, yes, comes as a no-brainer. Lifting was the top cause, followed by pushing, pulling, and whole, repetitive motion. Although we were expecting more repetitive motion MSD claims, we only had about 200 out of all that 4,000 MSD cases that we identified. So majority were lifting related, and so we further explored our analysis, went into analyzing just for lifting related claims. This particular slide again breaks down the lifting specific MSD claim rate by subsectors, and again we are observing the similar picture that yes, nursing and residential care facilities are having a higher rate of MSDs because of lifting related tasks. We also went on to do a little bit of risk analysis, so we calculated incidence rate ratios. Just a little bit of a note that these are currently crude incident rate ratios. Our next steps are going to involve adjusted risk ratios and further deeper analysis into it. But yes, preliminary results show us that nursing and residential care facility workers had 6 times the higher risk of injuries compared to ambulatory care service workers and hospital workers. Females had about, 1.8 times the higher risk, and yes, that was pretty much surprising that yes, the people in 55 to 64 years age group had 7 times higher rate of injury, because, you expect that as you are spending more time in the job, as you're aging, you might be more experienced, you see more injuries in younger age groups, but no, since MSDs are a little bit of cumulative in nature, we're seeing here that yes, you know, you have a higher risk of injury in the higher age groups. We also looked at how many years a person spent in the job and reported a work-related MSD claim, specifically related to lifting, and we observed that people who were, you know, in the first year of the job reported the highest number of MSDs, which was kind of surprising to us because, you know, MSD is a cumulative, you know, injury disorder. So you're not going to see it in the first year of the job. You tend to see it, you know, as the person spends longer time in the job. But no, this was quite surprising for us to see this picture. And this, yes, the chi-square showed a statistically significant difference in this part. So yes, we are going to explore further into this area, which would be our next step. We then looked at, okay, when are these MSD injuries occurring among hospital workers or healthcare workers? What time of the day? And we observed that during this specific time period of 7 a.m. to 12 p.m., that's probably more the busiest time period when they're involved into, you know, patient care tasks, transporting from one thing to another, or like in residential care facilities, they are giving them bath and all of these activities. So yes, we are seeing a spike in, you know, that particular time period in terms of percentage of lifting-specific MSDs. Among body parts injured, again a no-brainer. Back injuries, trunk injuries. We had about more than 1,000 injuries just related to trunk and back. 61% that was affected. And further, there is a variable which is more like a self-report where a person can say, okay, what was the initial treatment taken? And we saw that most of these MSDs required minor clinic or a hospital treatment, but since it's a self-reported data, we would not so much rely onto this and, you know, look forward into our second claims data, which talks more about lost time claims, and that would provide us more details and insight. So in summary, one out of six workers' compensation claims in Nebraska's healthcare sector were MSD-related. The risk was higher for nursing and residential care facility workers, female workers, and those in the age group of 55 to 64 years of age. They occurred mostly in the first year of job, affected trunk. Initial treatment was minor, so presumably there were less severe injuries, and reported time of injury was between 7 a.m. and 7 to 11:59 a.m. However, notably, there are a couple limitations to this study. One primary limitation is, you know, the limitations of the data set. As we know, FROI is a self-reported data, and so it can include unacceptable claims. So when we are going to explore our SROI data, that second report of injury that talks about accepted claims, would provide us more insight as to the cost of injury and, you know, detailed diagnosis. Further, you know, our system does not have occupation data. So even if we wanted to look at which occupation a person is working in, we couldn't analyze that because we wanted to see whether it was a nurse versus a maintenance worker or, you know, those things we couldn't study since we don't have that particular field in our data set. And last but not the least, as I mentioned earlier, we do not have narrative text for years 2013 and previous. We might have going forward, so yes, that was a limitation. And using ACS, we all know it's a survey-based data, so yes, there are some kinds of sampling and non-sampling errors. So our next step is we are going to link our employer's database with the workers' compensation so that we get a more clear picture on employment, and then we can hopefully address this limitation of using ACS. And now, last but not the least, there can be potential misclassifications in terms of industry and occupation and first report of injury. At the same time, since I said we are using WCIO codes, but we're trying to map our MSD definition based on BLS, which uses a separate coding system for part of body affected and nature and cause of injury, that could be, you know, some kind of inaccuracies in that context. Our next steps involve using, you know, the NIOSH-developed autocoder for years 2013 and onward data to identify MSD cases and look further into details on different kinds of injury events that are contributing to this high rates of claim, and further go into developing statistical models to predict, you know, these injuries and identify what are the significant risk factors, hopefully, you know, by adjusting for some of these demographic variables, and then compile more years of data, maybe 5 or 10 years of data, to examine trends that would provide us even better insight into what's happening in this particular sector in our state. We are going to share we're planning to share some of our findings in our upcoming meeting. Jerry's going to attend with our Nebraska Hospital Association and share some of our findings, and our recommendations are going to be for healthcare organizations is to do safety trainings, emphasize on safe patient handling, because Nebraska only has one hospital that has safe patient handling program, that's the VA hospital, and then ask them to track, you know, injuries among workers in their facilities. And for healthcare workers, we would, you know, want to convey a message to them that participate in safety training, which are provided by your employer, and, you know, recommend use of safe patient handling devices if they are provided by their employers. And at the same time, if there is an injury or an illness, please report to the employer. So those are the recommendations from us to our state and us, you know, state stakeholders in the healthcare sector. And we definitely want to acknowledge our Nebraska's Workers' Compensation Court people, our California Department of Public Health, Rebecca Jackson, for sharing your codes, our staff, and the NIOSH Workers' Compensation Studies Center.
My concern is that these are not, that if, and have you done that analysis to look at the co-factors, but also that these people are not, they're not new to their jobs. When they get injured, they're actually probably, especially at that age, they're not new to their jobs. They've done it before. So I think there needs to be more explanation and more exploration on those two variables.
And I'm guessing it's pointing towards this slide
and
the very next slide after
that.
Yes. So the answer to that question is yes. I did do a little bit of a cross-tabulations, but when I was trying to, you know, dig deeper, just the 3 years of data, I was ending up with really small numbers to work with. And so we might be combining more years of data to see further if we can explore more in this. But yes, this is one of the prime thing that we are planning to explore. Yeah. And that, Kathy, is, you know, primarily what we are, you know, hearing from some of our even stakeholders, because we presented this work to our stakeholder meeting, which included some healthcare people and workers' comp people, and, you know, they kind of had a similar explanation that, yes, you know, women in later part of the years, they look for different kinds of jobs, and if they're finding, you know, a job nearby, which is in a nursing or residential care facilities, they would just go up and take that job, you know, in that age, and we know that that particular subsector involves heavy lifting related activities, so it's kind of related to that. Yes, Tish.
Did you, in our state, for our hospital, we license hospitals.
Uh-huh. That is something that we would, you know, consider thinking about, but that, you know, when we started the project, we were not even, you know, expecting that, yeah, we are going to first start with just the hospital sector. We wanted to see the entire sector, and then whichever subsector we were seeing more differences, we wanted to go deeper into that, because, you know, wherever you have the highest need, that's where you start addressing the problem and then kind of go forward with it. But yes, that's a great suggestion. Thank you. I'll be available around here, and, you know, you have my contact details. If not, I'll leave it.
Thank you.